present our fellow, John Le Mercher, and Clive Dunn in Dad's Army. War Dance, featuring John Lorry, Arnold Ridley, and Ian Lavender, with this week's guests, Larry Martin, Pearl Hackney, and Wendy Richard. Here is the news, and this is John Snagg reading it. The threat of Nazi aggression hangs ever present over Britain as Hitler attempts to break this island's indomitable spirit. Although many things have had to be rationed, love is still free. At Warrington-on-Sea, Frank Pike, the junior clerk at Swallows Bank, is laying out the morning's post in the manager's office.
There is a lady sweet and kind, was never face so pleased my mind. I did but see her passing by.
All right, Pike, I don't think we want any more of that, thank you.
Sorry, Mr. Mannering, I didn't hear you come in.
I'm not surprised. Anyway, you will learn as you grow older, Pike, that a bank manager's office is no place for singing.
I'm sorry, Mr. Mannering.
Morning, sir. Morning, Frank.
Morning,
Uncle Arthur.
By the way, sir, before I forget, I met Jones just now. I'd rather gather the men are quite keen on the idea you put up at last night's parade.
The Home Guard dance, you mean?
Yes, yes. I think they were a little surprised as well. Come to think of it, so was I.
I don't see why. You know what they say? All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Jack who, sir?
Jack nobody, you stupid boy. Anyway, a dance like this will make the wives and sweethearts feel that they're part of the grand effort. Makes them feel that we're all pulling in the same direction.
We will be able to bring a friend then, sir.
Of course you will. Who did you have in mind, Pike? One of your old Boy Scout friends?
No, sir. A girl.
A girl? Oh, well, that's what dancers are for, I suppose. Discuss it with Corporal Jones. He'll be in charge of the invitation.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'll bring in the coffee in a minute.
Right, thank you, Pike.
There is a lady... Sweet...
Pike!
I forgot, sorry.
You know, Wilson, I'm far from satisfied with that boy's work lately. Never stops humming.
Well, I think he's just happy, sir.
But yes, but people don't expect it, Wilson. Mr. Jamieson was quite put out yesterday.
He came about his mortgage, didn't he, sir?
Yes. Pike showed him into the office singing, Buddy, Can You Spare a Dime?
I think perhaps he is letting his thoughts dwell too much on his private life.
No, don't be absurd. He doesn't have a private life. Just a boy.
Well, he's 19, sir. I mean, he goes out with an at.
That's very wise. Gets quite chilly in the evenings.
No, sir. An 80-year-old girl.
Good heavens. Mm. You want to put a stop to that, Wilson? Never know where they've come from.
Yeah, well, she's a local girl, actually, sir. She's on leave, and her name is Violet Gibbons.
Violet Gibbons?
Yes.
I know that girl. Her mother used to clean for us twice a week. Obliging, as she used to call it.
Oh, yes. Well, now her daughter's obliging Frank.
That girl used to work at the fish shop, didn't she?
That's the one, sir, yes.
Oh, no. Not the right sort of background at all, Wilson. What does his mother say?
She doesn't know.
Well, you'll have to speak to him, Wilson.
Well, why me?
Well, boy hasn't got a father. You've known his mother a long time. You're the next best thing.
Yeah, well, just because she keeps my ration book, I mean, I don't see why I have to act like a Dutch uncle to Frank.
You know, you worry me sometimes, Wilson. You'd do anything rather than face your responsibilities. You just won't grow up, will you?
Well, I mean...
You're not a middle-aged chief clerk at all. You're a Peter Pan.
Really, sir?
I don't know how you ever expect to get your own branch.
Well, be that as it may, sir, Frank Pike is not my responsibility.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people will be very pleased to hear that.
What do you mean by that?
Well, none of my business. This is a very small town, Wilson. Tongues wag, you know. People put two and two together. You and Mrs. Pike arrived in the town about the same time. Both from Weston-super-Mare. And when you look at Pike in a certain light, there are resemblances.
The whole idea is outrageous, sir. I mean, Mavis would have mentioned it.
Yes, right. I'm sure it's just idle gossip. At the same time, I think a word to the boy would come best from you.
Well, I suppose I could chat to him.
Brought you coffee, Mr. Mannering.
Thank you,
Wilson.
Thank you. Oh, Pike, I have a meeting with the dance committee in the church hall, so don't take any appointments for me after 3 o'clock.
Very good, sir.
Right, men. Now, we're all busy men, going about our essential work, as well as being ever alert to defend our beloved land. And I therefore propose that we share the organization of the function and each be responsible for one aspect of Operation Dance.
I would like to second that, Mr. Menry.
Thank you, Godfrey.
Mr. Speak, sir.
Yes, Jim.
I'd like to third it, sir.
Thank you, Jim. Now, what I ask myself, what are the essential ingredients? What do we need for a successful dance?
A floor.
I'm not asking for suggestions at this point, Walker. Now, as I see it, there are three requirements. We need music to dance to, food for the inner man, and drink for conviviality.
There's one other thing we need, sir.
What is that, Jones?
Women.
That brings us to the question of a band. Miss Rowlands has offered her services and that of her colleagues. You may recall that they used to provide the musical entertainment before the war at the medical tea rooms.
Look, Mr. Mannering, if you don't mind me saying so, if you get old Miss Rowlands and her friend with the buns on the ear holes and the cello between her legs, and that old cow from the library on the art, we might as well all go home.
I don't often agree with you, Joe, but man, you're right.
Of course I'm right.
Yes, I think there is some force in what Walker's saying. The question is, where do we find the musicians?
There's the Salvation Army, sir. They're a fine body of righteous men.
Oh, that'll be great. Take your partners for Fight the Good Fight. Yeah.
All right, Walker. It's enough of that.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but blimey, the Salvation Army. Look, I'll tell you what. There's an RAF holding unit down at Godalson. I'll pop down there and see what they've got.
Good. Well done, Walker. So, in a few short minutes, Operation Dance has been well and truly launched. I feel sure that we will bring it safely and successfully to harbour.
Barring torpedoes.
Put that picture of the king over the top of the stage, Uncle Arthur.
Oh, that's yes, Frank, yes, sir. That looks awfully good.
I'm going to put the queen up now.
Huh? Right.
Here we are, Wilson. Rosettes for the officials. Yeah. Secretary for you, MC for Jones, chairman for myself. Green, blue and yellow.
Oh, yes, they're awfully smart, sir.
Uncle Arthur, I've hung the queen.
Well done, Frank.
Just a minute. Shouldn't their majesties be facing each other?
What?
Back to back like that makes them look as if they've quarreled. Right.
Well, shall I change him, Mr. Manry?
No, don't worry now. I'll fix it later.
All right.
Just take these rosettes and put them on the desk in my office, will you?
Oh, very good, Mr. Manry.
Wilson.
Yes, sir?
Have you spoken to him yet?
What, no, not yet, sir, no.
Why not?
Well, the opportunity hasn't presented itself.
Presenting itself now is in my office.
Yes, well, one can't just dive head first into a personal discussion on a delicate matter like this. I mean, one needs the right atmosphere. I mean, a log fire, a cozy chair, a pipe, a glass of port.
Peter Pan.
My God, Mannering, you can hit pretty low when it suits you. All right, I'll go and see him now.
And don't forget... Be firm.
Oh, that's it, right. Ah. There you are, Frank.
Oh. Mm.
Busy?
Oh, yes, I am a bit. Excuse me, Uncle Arthur. I've just got to go.
No. Frank, don't rush away. Don't rush away. Just close the door a moment, would you?
Oh, all right.
My goodness me, you and I don't often get a chance to be alone and have a cozy little chat, do we?
Don't we, Uncle?
Well, are you looking forward to this dance, Frank?
Oh, yes, thank you, Uncle.
Well, you don't have to keep calling me Uncle, you know.
No, Sergeant.
Not that either, you see. We're both grown up, men of the world. You're Frank. I'm Arthur.
How'd you do?
Frank, you're not a boy now. We can look each other in the eye and talk man to man.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yes. You see, there are heaps of things that we can talk about that we've never talked about before.
That's nice, isn't it?
Look, Frank, don't keep saying that's nice. For heaven's sake, it's terribly irritating.
I'm sorry, Uncle Sergeant.
No, Arthur. All right, Frank, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to snap at you like that.
That's all right. It's nice being able to talk man to man, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, indeed. It's nice.
What should we talk about?
Well, I've never chatted to you about, girls, for instance.
Oh, that?
Yes.
Oh, I know all about the birds and the bees and things.
Yes, well, you see, I didn't mean that.
Yeah, Miss Beckworth told me.
Good.
She knows a lot about girls.
Yes, I'm sure she does, yes.
She knows a fair amount about boys as well.
Oh, Frank. You see, the point is, who are you taking to the dance?
Oh, I thought I'd take my girlfriend, Violet Gibbons.
Yes, you see, well, that's precisely what I wanted to talk to you about.
Why, you don't want to take her, do you?
No, certainly not. No, I don't even know her.
I didn't think you did.
No.
Oh, she's beautiful, Uncle
Arthur.
Yes,
of course.
She's the most wonderful person in the whole wide world.
Yes.
I love her, Uncle.
Mm-hmm.
When I woke up this morning, I want you to run to the top of the church tower and shout it to the winds. I love Violet Gibbons, I want you to shout. I didn't, though.
Yeah. Well, I think you were very wise. One mustn't be hasty. There are so many things to consider, you see. I mean, is she suitable, Frank?
What for?
The bank.
Well, she can't go into the bank. She's in the ATS.
No. Frank, I'm talking about after the war, you see, when all this is over.
Oh, she won't want to go into the bank. She'll be married to me.
Married?
Yes, can you keep a secret, Uncle Arthur?
Yes.
I'm going to surprise everyone. I'm going to announce our engagement in the middle of the dance, like Jack Oakey did with Zazu Pitts.
Yeah, now, look, Frank. I wouldn't do that if I were you. I mean, think of your mother. It could be an awful shock to her.
Oh, no, Uncle. She'll like it. When Jack Oakey and Zazu Pitts did it, she said it was the best part of the film.
Yes, well, I think it's just possible that this may be different, Frank.
Well, thank you, Uncle Arthur. I've enjoyed our little chat.
Good.
We must do it again sometime.
Yes.
I've got to go now and change those pictures of their majesties.
There is a lady.
Now look, boys, I shall announce each dance. And before I do so, I would like you to give me ta-ra. Yeah, that's right. Evening, Mr. Mannerin.
Evening, Jones.
My word, sir. That's a very nasty black eye you've got there.
What? Yeah, oh, yes. Slight accident at home, I walked into the door of the linen cupboard.
Oh, dear. Now, if you could let me have the sausage roll, sir, I will display them.
I'm sorry, Jones, but I'm afraid Mrs. Mannering made a slight miscalculation. As a result, half of them were burnt to a cinder.
I'm distressed to hear that, Mr. Mannering.
Naturally, I was very vexed. I gave her a good dressing down.
See, sir, that's how you come to be sporting a black eye.
No. Nothing of the sort, Joan. As I said, I walked into the door of the linen cupboard.
Very well, sir, if you say so. Now, if you and your good lady will stand over there by the stage to greet the guests personally, I will announce them as they arrive.
Yes, but I'm afraid Mrs. Mannering won't be joining us, Jones.
Hope she's not poorly, sir.
No. Fighting fit, actually. Yeah, look, I don't want to go into it. I'll greet the guests alone.
Very well, sir. Very now. You keep calm, sir, and you stand over there, and in your greet in the guest position. There, that's right, sir. That's right, sir.
Thank you, Jones.
And don't you worry about the eye, sir. No one will notice unless they look at you.
Shouldn't we have some music?
Good idea, sir. I'll have a word with the band. Lads, can you play some quiet music to cover up greeting the guests by?
How about trees?
Would trees suit you, sir?
Perfectly.
Righto, make it trees. Stand by, sir, with the drinks. Stand by, hats and coats. Stand by, sandwiches.
You better stand by yourself, Jones. I think the first guests have arrived.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Jones.
Good evening, Mr. Godfrey. My word, don't you look smart in your tails and your lovely topper and everything.
I'm rather worried, actually. I saw some people arriving outside just now, and they weren't even wearing dinner jackets.
Never you mind, Mr. Godfrey. You've done us proud.
My dear father used to say that one should Never be embarrassed by being too well dressed.
You on your own tonight, Mr. Godfrey?
Oh, no. I brought my sister Sissy. She's just putting her things away in the cloakroom.
Right. Mr. Godfrey and Miss Godfrey, who is in the cloakroom.
Good evening, Godfrey.
Oh, good evening, sir. By Jove, sir, that eye looks nasty.
Yes, Godfrey. I rather stupidly walked into the door of the linen cupboard.
Could I suggest, sir, a little bit of folded Christmas card is awfully good for that.
For black eye?
No, sir, for keeping the linen cupboard door shut. What you need for a black eye is a hot onion.
Really? I've never heard of that.
No, Mr. Godfrey, that's for earache.
No. It's mustard plaster for earache.
No, I think you find that's for backache.
Yes, all right, Jones. You're neglecting your duties.
Right. Sorry, sir. Mr. and Mrs. Andrews.
Mrs. Andrews, how to do?
Mr. Fraser and Miss Blodwin.
Evening, Fraser.
Good evening, sir.
Delighted you could be with us, Miss Blodwin.
Nice to be here.
I see your friend is a land army girl, Fraser.
Aye, that's right. By the way, sir, she said to come straight from work. I'm afraid she didn't have time to change into a skirt.
Oh, don't worry, Fraser. You've made up for it.
Cotton one or in. I don't know how he got that black eye, but I know fine how you're going to get the other one.
Evening, Mr. Wilson. Evening, Mrs. Pike.
Good evening, Jonesy.
Mr. Jones, have you seen Frank?
No, not yet, Mrs. Pike.
Arthur, where could he have got to?
Oh, don't worry so much, Mavis.
I can't help it, Arthur. Do you know, Mr. Jones, Frank's been out practically every evening recently. He says he goes round to a friend and sticks stamps in his collection.
Well, that's a nice hobby for a young lad.
Well, I don't think it suits him. When he comes home at night, his lips are all sore and swollen.
Oh. Well, hang on. I'll announce you. Sergeant Wilson and Mrs. Pike.
Evening, Wilson. Evening, Mrs. Pike.
Evening, sir.
Mr. Mannering, you haven't seen my Frank, have you?
No, I haven't, Mrs. Pike, but
Excuse me, sir. I'm sorry to interrupt, but don't you think it's time there was some dancing?
By Jove, Wilson, what an awfully good idea. Jones!
Yes, sir?
Shall we start the dancing?
Well, if you insist, sir, but wouldn't you prefer a lady partner?
Don't be ridiculous. Why don't you announce the first dance?
Very good, sir. I'll just get me microphone.
Ladies and gentlemen, take your partners for a foxtrot.
Hey, Jonesy.
What is it, Joe?
Look who's just come in. Pikey and his girlfriend.
Blimey, now the fun will start.
Evening, Mr. Mannering.
Good evening, Pike.
Mr. Mannering, this is my fiancée, Violet Gibbons.
How do you do, Miss Gibbons?
Very nicely, thanks. Arthur, who's that? Just come in with Frank.
Oh, why bother about them? Tonight is for us, Mavis. We have the wine, we have the music, we have each other.
Yeah, I'm having none of that, Arthur. You wait till you're asked.
No, Mavis. Come on, Mavis, please. There's not a moment to be wasted, you know. They're playing our tune.
Miss Gibbons, I think I know your mother.
Oh, yes, quite likely. She had a lot of boyfriends before she married my dad.
No, I didn't mean that.
Oh, come to think of it, she had quite a few sinks as well.
Has she really?
Yeah, well, you know what they say. Makes the world go round, don't it?
I think perhaps you'd better change the subject. Anyway, Miss Gibbons, you misunderstood my meaning.
Oh, go on with you. That's what all the boys say. You should hear them when they come in the shop. Penny worth of chips, they say, and show us your pickled onions. Come on, Frank, let's have a dance.
Yes, all right, Violet, I'm coming. She's got a lovely sense of humour, hasn't she, Mr. Mannering?
Oh, yes, lovely. Show us your pickled onions.
it down. That's 10 dances without a single break.
I could go on all night, Mavis.
Oh, Arthur, that's not what you usually say.
Here, Joe. Have you seen old Mannering? Man, oh man, he's really knocking that sherry of yours back.
Well, it's good stuff, isn't it? Full-bodied, mate. Not a drop is touched until it's 10 days old.
Hello, Godfrey. Enjoying yourself, I hope?
Oh, yes, thank you, Mr. Manning. Very nice.
Why aren't you drinking, dancing? Night's young, you know.
Yes, but unfortunately, I'm not.
That's very good. Where's your sister? Trust she's all right?
Oh, yes, thank you, sir. She's just taking a little fresh air, still recovering from that last tangle.
Really? I didn't see you two on the floor.
Well, no, we weren't, actually. We found it awfully tiring just watching and sitting down.
Very funny indeed.
Mr. Fraser.
Huh?
I want to make my engagement announcement now, please.
No, I'm sorry, Pikey. The amplifier has just backed up, son.
No, it hasn't. I just saw Joe switch it off.
Well, anyway, you can't do it now.
Why not?
Well, because Mr. Jones is going to make an announcement. Do you know Jonesy?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, look, I'm going to make an announcement.
What are you going to announce to Mr. Jones?
He's announcing his cabaret.
Yes, that's right.
Please, Mr. Fraser, please, let me do my announcement.
I'm sorry, Frank, there's no time. Get a move on, Jonesy. Ladies and gentlemen. It is cabaret time at Warminster-on-Sea, and here with his impersonation of stars of stage, screen, and radio, Corporal Jones.
No, John, no, I can't, no.
Now, you've got to, man, you've got to.
Oh, all right, then. Good. Are you ready? One, two.
It's Corporal Jones at 8 o'clock. Oh, can't you hear the chimes? They're telling you to take an easy chair. To settle in the dance hall, look at your radio times. For Corporal Jones at 8 is on the air. Good evening, listeners. Why, who is this? I do believe it's big-hearted Arthur Askey. Hello, hello, playmate. I thank you. And who is this coming down the road this way with his bicycle on? Why, it's Jack Warner. Little girl, mind my bike. Up and down at the railway lane.
Very good. Well done. Well done, Jersey. Very good indeed.
Thank you. And now, by way of a finale, Who is that sitting over there at the bar having a drink, sitting on a stool? It's Colonel Chinstrap. Hey, don't bang if I do, sir. Hey, don't bang if I do. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, one and all.
Is that all right, Chuck?
All right, great. But go back and do Charles Lawton.
I can't do Charles Lawton.
All right, then, Freddie Bartholomew.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, never mind, it's too late.
Ladies and gentlemen, quiet, please. There's something I want to tell you all.
Arthur,
mm-hmm.
What's Frank doing on that stage?
I really no idea, Mavis.
I know this is going to be a bit of a surprise to some of you, but I've a very important announcement to make.
But Fraser, Jones, why didn't you stop him?
We tried, sir, we tried.
This young lady by my side is Miss Violet Gibbons, and we're engaged to be married.
Arthur, what's he talking about? He can't mean it.
I think he does, actually.
Oh.
Oh, Lord, she's fainted. Mavis, please, don't just lie there. People want to dance.
Hello, Wilson. Thought you'd gone home.
Yes, I did. And then I thought it might be more peaceful here in the vicar's office, so I came back.
Very sensible. Thank goodness that dance is over.
Oh, yes, I do agree, sir. Excuse me, do you want this chair, sir?
No, no, I'm perfectly all right, thank you, Wilson. I'll be fine over here.
Mm-hmm. Were you locked out too, sir?
Oh, no, not at all. Elizabeth's very absent-minded, you know. She must have put the catch on the door, forgetting that I was out.
Oh, hello, Mr. Mannering. Hello, Uncle Arthur.
Good heavens, Frank. Look at your mouth, for heaven's sake. It's all swollen. Must have been licking those stamps again.
Why have you come back here, Pike? Didn't you get in at home?
No. Mum threw a bucket of water over me.
Very good.
She does that to the cat.
Yes. It's supposed to cool the ardor, Frank.
He does that all right, Uncle. But if that's what you've got to go through, if you want to get married, I don't think I'll bother.
Yeah. I think you're very wise, Frank. I wish I'd done the same.
It was a wizard dance, Mr. Mannering. Didn't you think so?
Yeah.
Pity that Fraser had to hit the verger with that altar candle.
See, Jones started it, of course, by stuffing that maid of honor down the front of Mrs. Verger's dress, shouting, "Coals to Newcastle."
Walker had no business to take his girlfriend down into the crypt. That sort of thing lets the side down very badly. Vicar was very distressed.
Edith Parrish didn't seem to mind.
Still, it was a good dance.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. In the interest of harmony, I think it's a very good idea to have these little get-togethers occasionally. Makes the wives and sweethearts feel as we're all pulling...
in the opposite direction.
Exactly. Good night, Wilson.
Good night to you, sir. Good night, Frank.
Uncle Arthur.
Mm. Yes, Frank. What is it?
You know, I don't think I'm ready for love.
No, well, yes, well. Perhaps not. No.
Does that mean I'm not really a man yet?
Well, yes, I suppose it does, yes.
In that case, I really ought not to look you in the eye, like you said, and call you Arthur, and talk man to man. At least, not very often.
Yes, well, there's plenty of time for that sort of informality.
Yeah, that's what I thought you'd say. Good night, Mr. Wilson.
Good night, young Frank.
In that episode of Dad's Army, based on the original television series by Jimmy Perry and David Croft, you heard Arthur Lowe as Captain Mannering, John LeMessurier as Sergeant Wilson, Clive Dunn, Corporal Jones, John Lorry, Private Fraser, Arnold Ridley, Private Godfrey, Ian Lavender, Private Pike, Larry Martin, Private Walker, Pearl Hackney, Mrs. Pike, and Wendy Richard as Violet Gibbons, with music provided by Dennis Gom, Tony Arnop, and Len Johnson. War Dance was adapted for radio by Harold Snowd and Michael Knowles and produced by John Dyas.